The court is being asked to overturn a circuit court ruling late last year that blocked the project, contending the Public Service Commission didn't consider environmentally cleaner alternatives such as natural gas. But Public Service Commission attorney Edward Marion told the court the commission did consider natural gas and rejected it because it was not reliable enough to meet the state's energy needs.
The evidence is overwhelming that natural gas is not an appropriate fuel, that because we are at the end of the natural gas pipeline system, that interruptions in the natural gas delivery system could in fact shut down baseload power, which is an unacceptable risk for the state.
But an attorney representing both the S.C. Johnson Company and the environmental group Clean Wisconsin says the PSC didn't give natural gas a fair consideration. Carl Cinderbrand says that means the PSC violated the state's energy priorities law.
It's a unique Wisconsin requirement, irrespective of whether you can get permits for this facility or that facility. We are going to evaluate projects based on their environmental significance. And we are not going to get to the most environmentally harmful options until we have exhausted higher priority, i.e. less environmentally harmful options.
But We Energy's attorney Ryan Stoll says the steep rise in demand for energy in the state underlines the urgency for building the two plants soon and for using coal as the fuel to power them.
Under all plausible scenarios presented to the commission, there is a need for new coal-fired generation. As the commission succinctly summarized, based on this record, the question was not whether new coal-fired facilities were necessary, but when.
Stoll also defended the need for a quick decision by the court, citing the millions of dollars his company will lose if it has to renegotiate contracts that are already in place to begin building the plant on May 15th.
In fact, the company is incurring and has been since March 15th penalties of $150,000 a day under the contract.
Aren't you going to get penalties too if the Federal Corps of Engineers doesn't come through? You can't begin, can you?
No, Your Honor. In fact, and that was going to be my next point.
Sharp questioning like this by Chief Justice Shirley Abramson of both power company attorneys and environmental attorneys was typical of yesterday's hearing, and both Justice Amwalsh Bradley and Justice Lewis Butler took strong exception to being prodded by the power company attorneys to hurry up and decide because of pending contracts. Butler said the company's potential losses would not play a role in how soon the court makes a ruling.
What concerns me is when we're hit with these deadlines and with this rush is whether or not in an effort to try to get a decision out to meet a deadline, we may not get it right. We have to get this done so that we don't have all these contractual penalties. We've got to get this done so we can meet energy needs, but we've got to get this done. I just want to caution against, I don't want to call it a shotgun approach, but it kind of feels that way.
Environmentalists also reject the power company's push for a quick decision. Katie Nicola of Clean Wisconsin says the claims of an urgent power need in the state are overblown, and there's good reasons to wait.
As the justices said, that the longer that they take to reach a reasonable decision that's going to affect our state for the next 80 years, the better.
A decision by the court is expected by the end of June. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.